Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Wednesday, May 4th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervive. We begin today with last night's SmackDown broadcast live on Fox from the LDLC Arena in Lyon, France. The show concluded with a face-off between undisputed WWE Champion Cody Rhodes and AJ Styles, his opponent for Backlash. After trading words, Styles slapped Rhodes and left the ring.
And my very first title defense happens to be our very first match. Commentary can call it a dream match. You are and forever will be phenomenal. But tomorrow, I'm not looking at you as phenomenal. I'm looking at you as my first. And that's too sweet.
Grayson Waller and Austin Theory retained their WWE Tag Team Championship, defeating the Street Profits.
Austin Theory went to the eye of Dawkins, sweeps the leg of Ford. O'Connor roll attempt.
The referee didn't see this.
Waller with a flatliner. Theory's going to steal this.
In the show opener, Bayley, Naomi, Bianca Belair, and Jade Cargill beat Asuka, Kairi Sane, Dakota Kai, and Tiffany Stratton when Belair pinned Kai. Kevin Owens and Randy Orton came to blows with Tama Tonga and Solo Sikoa, who attacked them during a promo segment which also involved Paul Heyman. In other results, LA Knight pinned Angel Garza, and the AOP beat New Catch Republic. In more WWE news, former World Heavyweight Champion Seth Rollins has re-signed with the company, according to Fightful Select. The new contract is reported to be a lucrative multi-year deal which would keep Rollins into WWE into his 40s. He is currently 37 years of age. His previous deal was set to expire next month. Rollins joined Charlotte, Drew McIntyre, Damian Priest, and Finn Balor, among those who have been signed to similar new deals in recent months. WWE Chief Operating Officer Brad Bloom has tendered his resignation as of May 1st, according to the Wrestling Observer newsletter. Bloom was recently identified in the Janelle Grant lawsuit as one of the WWE executives who had knowledge of Vince McMahon's relationship with Grant. Bloom has been with the company since 2006, starting out as McMahon's executive assistant. Additionally, Michael Cole is stepping down from his managerial duties in WWE and will continue on strictly as an on-air talent in his capacity as lead WWE commentator, according to Mike Johnson. The decision to step down was reportedly made by Cole himself. He will be replaced by Sue Cundero, a current WWE employee who has worked with Cole and the announced team in the past. Cole has worked as a manager of all on-air broadcasters for WWE, as well as in other managerial roles, such as supervising WWE.com writing staff for more than 20 years. Ricochet was crowned the first ever WWE Speed Champion, defeating Johnny Gargano in 4 minutes and 21 seconds in a match that streamed on X yesterday.
We are under the 60-second mark. Less than a minute to make history. Less than a minute to become champion. Into the cover. Ricochet wins it.
The match was recorded on April 26 at the SmackDown taping in Cincinnati. WWE Speed is a new Twitter series featuring wrestlers competing in fast-paced matches with a 5-minute time limit. The tournament and series began on Twitter 4 weeks ago, with Ricochet previously beating Dragon Lee and JD McDonagh on his way to the title. In NXT news, WWE has released 9 developmental talents, most notably Drew Gulak, who had been with the company since the Cruiserweight Classic of 2016. Gulak had recently come under fire due to a story revealed in Ronda Rousey's biography in which Rousey accused him of touching her inappropriately during her time with WWE. Included among the other releases were NXT talents Valentina Ferraz, Ezekiel Balagan, Julian Baldi, Trey Bearhill, Daryl Mason, and Vlad Plevlenko, as well as Keyshawn LaFleur and Emma Maria Diaz, who had been featured on the Roku Channel series WWE Next Gen. In All Elite Wrestling news, Ethan Page has departed the company and is currently a free agent, according to Fightful Select. Page, who had been most recently competing as a part of the Ring of Honor brand, had reportedly been seeking his release since February. He had been with the company since 2021. In injury news, Julia Hart has undergone shoulder surgery, according to a social media post from Hart that revealed her left arm in a brace. Hart is expected to be out of action until late summer or early fall, according to a report from Mike Johnson. And turning to Japan, Jeff Cobb has become the new Japan Pro Wrestling World TV Champion, defeating Zack Sabre Jr. in 13 minutes and 28 seconds yesterday at Wrestling Duntaku 2024 in Fukuoka. The loss ends Sabre Jr.'s second TV title reign after he regained it from Matt Riddle 3 weeks ago. In the main event, Nick Nemeth made his first defense of the IWGP Global Heavyweight title, defeating New Japan President Hiroshi Tanahashi. Nemeth has held the title for 70 days. And All Japan Pro Wrestling presented the 8th night of its Champions Carnival tournament yesterday in Sendai. Victorious in Block A matches were Yuma Aoyagi, Kuroshio Tokyo Japan, and Davey Boy Smith Jr., who leads the block with 10 points. Victorious in Block B matches were Hartley Jackson, Suwama, and Rei Saito, who was tied with Jun Saito and Suwama at the head of the block with 8 points apiece. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at WrestlingNewsAV. Our Facebook page is also WrestlingNewsAV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.